A few really big days in a row for Canadians. March 20th, 1994, WrestleMania 10 took place at Madison Square Garden. The first match of the night was between two brothers from Calgary. Owen Hart took the win after blocking a victory roll by his older brother and former WWF champion Bret the Hitman Hart in a feud that had been simmering since November. The spotlight at the end of the night belonged to Bret, however, after beating Yokozuna in the main event to become World Heavyweight Champion for the second time. And the image of the Hitman hoisting the WWF title while being hoisted up by his fellow superstars in the middle of the ring would become one of wrestling's most iconic. A day later, Wayne Gretzky tied Gordie Howe's NHL record after scoring his 801st goal. It took the great one 15 seasons to do what Mr. Hockey did in 26. Wayne scored two goals against the Lowly Sharks to tie the record and would have to wait two more days to break it against the Canucks. Meanwhile, on March 22nd, an absolute icon of Canadian rock entered our lives. Our Lady Peace released their first album, Naveed. Hopelessly, man starts to feed your day. This was the first CD I ever owned. And to this day, I'm still not sure why I got it on CD. I had built up quite a decent cassette collection before I bought Naveed, which I definitely didn't buy on March 22nd, 1994, probably about a year later. For the most part around this time, cassettes were about half the price of CDs. I was young, but I knew a deal when I saw it. Twice the music for the same price? Count me in. And yeah, cassette sound quality sucked, but Discman sucked. CDs were great on your home stereo, but the portable version would skip if you just looked at it wrong, at least at this point. And my Walkman was attached to my hip everywhere I went. So still not sure why on a trip to A&B Sound, I decided this to be the album I wanted on CD and why my dad didn't talk me out of it. To just get the cassette, because it's not like my parents were getting me my own CD player anytime soon. I'm pretty sure it was just that Christmas I upgraded from a Sanyo to a Sony Walkman, and even the stereo I had in my room was just a cassette deck. The CD player was either in my parents' room or the living room. So where was I going to be listening to this thing? My entire family got to listen to Naveed every time I wanted to listen to Naveed. I've read the Bible. Our Lady Peace weren't a bunch of guys who went to high school or even college together. The way they got together was more like the Kiss route. They answered an ad in a newspaper. What's even like the equivalent of that today? Posting TikToks or reels of you playing your instrument and hoping someone in your area likes it and wants to play together? Guitarist Mike Turner was the one who placed the ad. Rain Maida, who wasn't Rain Maida yet but would soon be Rain Maida, was the first to reply. They would initially have Paul Martin on bass. He didn't last very long. I don't think this is the same Paul Martin who was the finance minister through the 90s and the prime minister from 2003 to 2006. But I also didn't see anywhere on the internet that said it definitely wasn't the same Paul Martin. Their original drummer, Jim Newell, lasted longer than Martin, but not long enough to make it onto Naveed. Those four made up a band called As If. Is that the most 90s name ever? This is like late 1991 through 1992. Clueless didn't even come out till 1995, so really ahead of their time.
Oh, As If!
Their name would soon change to Our Lady Peace. I always assumed after the elementary school they all went to, but no, after a Mark Van Doren poem. Chris Secret would take over on bass and Jeremy Taggart would take over on drums, and this would be the lineup forever. At least through the recording and touring of Naveed. See, this was the importance of Much Music back in the day. OLP independently produced a music video for the song Out Here. It got play on the indie show. Sony Music Canada liked what they heard, and they signed them. Like, that's the Coles Notes of the Coles Notes version. There were other offers, but Sony signed them to a deal with a promise of no outside interference. Most artists would take that deal. I read that Rain wanted to make a straight-ahead rock record. No piano or synth or tambourine. I also read that the making of the record came with a steep learning curve from the band. This is their debut album, not just their major label debut, They had made demos, but they didn't have a bunch of indie records under their belt before recording Naveed. So a straight-ahead rock record probably helped that process. But what they came up with was brilliance that still has a great impact on Canadian rock. Though not right away. This was a bit of a slow burn. But the best things usually are. All right, my guest today, the lead singer of Northern Royals. You guys have an EP release show happening at Park Theater on August 24th. And before that, not with your band, but you're going to be doing a 90s tribute show on May 4th, also at the Park Theater, but for a good cause.
That's right. All the proceeds go to MS Research. It's put on by Clint Chabot. And there's three groups doing all 90s music, and it's going to be a banger.
Evan, man, thanks for doing this with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're talking Our Lady Peace. We're talking Naveed. When was the first time you listened to that album, and when was the last time you listened to that album? Aside from when I was like, hey, man, let's do this podcast about Naveed.
First time, I really got into them with Spiritual Machines.
Yeah.
And probably a few years after that is when I really, really dove into their discography.
Yeah.
So probably like 2003, 2004.
Yeah, so late adopter to Our Lady Peace.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was born in 90, so yeah. I was four when it came out. But yeah, it's a. I love listening to discographies of bands. Mm-hmm. I love seeing the progression. And Naveed is just raw, real, and the production kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like listening to it recently, it stands up to a lot of the stuff released today. And amazing drums, like that snare just... throughout the album is just like the main focal point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I guess I read in my research to this, that like they purposely wanted to be doing just a straightforward, straight ahead rock album, right? They didn't want pianos. They didn't want synth. They didn't want a tambourine.
Nice.
In this. They just wanted a straight up rocker. But at the same time, a lot of that, I feel like, you know, inferring from what I read, it was their first album. Right?
Yeah.
They didn't have like a bunch of indie records. You know, this isn't like their major label debut. This is their debut. So they didn't record a bunch of indie records and get in the studio with a bunch of ideas. It's like, oh, we have to learn how to do this. So almost in a way, they really kind of needed to do a straightforward rock record.
Yeah. Rain's voice is just, I've never heard it done so, like, it sounds so much like Rain.
Yeah.
And I feel like listening to later stuff, I'm like, oh, we kind of lost that. Mm. That just uniqueness, you know? And I mean, hearing him live now, he can't really do this anymore, which is fine. Still puts on a great show. I loved seeing them, you know, rock in the fields a few years ago, but listening to Naveed, it's like, you know, oh man.
When was the last time you listened to it?
The album?
Yeah.
Like recently when you asked me. but
is it an album that you ever like revisit, or is it of the Our Lady Peace stuff? You're like, I kind of actually prefer.
No. I listen to it, like I said, every once in a while, just throw on a discography of a band. So probably a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's recently, but not that recent.
Actually, you know when I did was when their Spiritual Machines 2 came out.
Oh, okay.
I got that on vinyl, and then I dived back into everything else.
Now, the listening back to it, when you hear it, do you feel like it's a timeless album or an album of its time? Is it something that kind of just really exists in 1994? Or if anybody, like if some kid picked it up now, they'd be like, oh, this is awesome.
I mean, I almost want to say of its time just because, you know, the songs are longer. They're big rock tunes and, you know, everyone wants quick, you know, 2.5, 3 minute songs now with lots of ADD things in there.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. Like, I meet kids today that, you know, come see us and they're 14 and they're like, I love how rock and roll that was. I loved the screaming. I loved, you know, all this stuff. So I think there's this movement of a rock resurgence. And so if it came out now, I think it would kill. But yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting you brought song. I always think about the song length sometimes. Because like when I was listening to it earlier, I was just like, oh yeah, the Birdman is like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Starseed, 343, that's about average. Super Satellite, 343. Starseed, 404. Hope is like 5'13". Naveed is 5'50". We play Naveed, I think, the most. And that's like
is
almost
that
a 6-minute song. Yeah, we probably have a radio edit. I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Like what that is. But like, yeah. And even back then, right, yeah. They wanted something like 4 minutes. Like 4 minutes was like
right.
the radio thing. And now, like you said, it's even shorter now with the attention span. I've heard it's actually not a radio thing. It's a social media thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like it's just people like, and it's even starting a song. Like you hear a lot in writing music as an independent band, like, you know, don't have a long intro.
Yeah. Get to it.
Because people are just going to scroll past it. Right. So, and even I'll see people when they're posting their music or clips of it, they're starting after the intro.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I'm guilty of it too. Right. Like you want to hear something, you know, ear catching as soon as possible.
And aside from that, the short attention span that we've created with social media, apparently, like the way bands get paid with these songs, the percentage of the song that gets listened to is how much they get paid the royalties, right? Mm. So if you put in like a 6-7 minute song, and okay, somebody who listens to 3 minutes of it and buggers off, you're only getting paid for like half of that royalty. But if somebody sticks around for an entire 2 minute, 2.5 minute song, you're getting the entire royalty.
Okay, so our EP, we're cutting every song in half. And we want to get that extra 50 cents, yeah, you know?
Just get it. Just get it short. Is this Our Lady Peace at their peak?
I think they evolved. Like, I listened to your podcast, and this question's always a tough one for everyone, but I like bands that evolve.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and like you talked about Green Day, like a lot of people said, you know, they sold out and they're not as good. You know, Metallica sold out and they weren't as good, but both of them sold way more albums and got way more fans out of it. But I love the evolution of Our Lady Peace. I loved where they went from Naveed being this absolute banger, like everything hit, you know, to Spiritual Machines, where it was super dynamic and a very theme-based album. Like, I love that. I love the change. You have to change.
I mean, for them, like I don't know if this would be their peak, but they got out of the gate so hot, right? Mm-hmm. Like this wasn't like, okay, we did a couple middling albums, then all of a sudden we became a thing. It's like no, debut album, like we said, right? Not 7 independent albums, then their major label debut album, such a big hit. But then you know you come out with Clumsy in 97. Huge. Yeah. Happiness, Not a Fish You Can Catch. Huge. Gravity, also huge. And it's like, I don't know where their peak is, but this is definitely, I don't think this is it. It's them growing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. It's a weird question to say what a peak is. Cause I mean, you're going for different things.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes like, Arctic Monkeys are a great example that like their first album is a huge banger album.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one of their latest is like Elevator Music. It's super chill and a lot of people didn't like it, but they obviously weren't trying to compete with that.
Yeah.
But
sometimes I like to think of it as like, you know, is this the band at the peak of their powers? Is this the band like when everyone was kind of on board?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I think this is the album cuz it, you know, it's their debut. People getting on board, just not everybody yet.
Gravity maybe?
Yeah.
Gravity might have been the top of that.
Yeah, I think, somewhere between, I think if you're going to pick their peak, it's somewhere between Clumsy and Gravity, right? This is, we're still climbing. We're still climbing the mountain.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, Innocent on Much Music, like, every day and on the radio every day. You know what I mean? But Naveed's still being played on radio.
Yeah.
So that's something to be said about that, too.
What's your favorite song on the album?
I think I'm gonna have to go with Denied. It is just,
you're going deep cut. I love this.
It is just so good. Like when I listen back to this, I probably listened to that 10 times. Like it is an epic cinematic experience. I mean, it's awesome.
I was listening back and I guess I just noticed how we don't really play Super Satellite on the radio anymore.
No.
And it was just like, it was just this callback to me like, oh yeah, this song. And like the opening to it and just like everything about it is just, it brought back so many good nostalgic feels.
Yeah.
That I was like, yeah, this should be to me, as much as, you know, we play Starseed and Naveed, I feel like Super Satellite should be up there.
Isn't it like a shorter one too? Speaking of that.
343.
Okay.
343. Yeah. So Starseed 404, Naveed 70 minutes, whatever it is. It's a long song. Evan Chandler.
Yeah.
Northern Royals. EP is out, or the release show, August 24th at the Park Theater.
Yeah.
You can catch Evan at the 90s tribute show May 4th at the Park Theater as well, raising some money for some good causes. Thanks, brother.
Thanks for having me.